A Made in America struggle for union rights in Mississippi, a bitter 13-year attempt to unionize its nearly all-black workforce, came to a head with a demonstration over the weekend by thousands of workers at the Nissan Auto Plant in Canton, Mississippi. The United Auto Workers Union wants an up or down vote on simply voting on a union, but the company is fighting hard to prevent such a vote. The National Labor Relations Board charged Nissan with violating workers' rights by using intimidation tactics to discourage workers from organizing in any way. Along with Senator Bernie Sanders, activist and actor Danny Glover took to the streets over the weekend. Glover says Nissan has tried to take advantage of the community's original welcome by keeping a large force of temporary workers.
When they opened this plant more than 14 years ago, about 14 years ago, they received about $1 billion in tax incentives from the state of Mississippi. They hired permanent workers, you know, permanent workers with decent wages and a plant that now makes a brand, the Altima, which they sell to urban youth and sell to primarily targeting black buyers and everything else. So it becomes a civil right because the workers have for years, all they demanded is the right to vote on whether they want a union or not. And the company has used every technique from threatening to move the plant, closing the plant, from threatening and intimidating workers, cutting their hours short, and they've been cited by the National Labor Relations Board for those activities. A plant where there's 80% of the workers are black or African American. So those are real issues right here in Mississippi.
What do you say to the charge that there are a lot of workers at this plant in Canton, Mississippi, where, you know, they're concerned that the plant will close? They're concerned that in this economic environment, a union is going to threaten their jobs.
There has to be a place where there's a relationship that the worker has to the company, where workers can be fairly treated and have a voice at the table. And that's what's not happening here at Nissan. All the changes that have happened with respect to benefits, with respect to health care, with respect to safety on the job, are arbitrarily determined by the company itself, not with the discussion with the workers themselves. So I think in the sense that, yes, we came about talk about this economic environment, but Nissan, like, works with unions around the world. Why is it able to work with unions around the world and not with workers in Mississippi is a question.
What is the record of Nissan on safety and health, according to the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration?
Well, it hasn't been good. They were just cited in February. A worker here had his hand unexpectedly caught in the conveyor belt. And my understanding, I heard that he lost three fingers. There's a worker that died, I believe, last year, who collapsed on the line, and appropriate attention, medical resources necessary for him perhaps to revive him were not available. It took an hour or so for them to be available to him, and he died. So there's a very, very bad safety record here at Nissan. Workers have complained that they're afraid to take any time off for anything. They may be illness or issue they may have, physical issue, because they're afraid that they may lose their job or placed in some other situation where the job is difficult, not one that is much easier to accommodate what is happening to them physically. All these are things that this is what would happen if you had a union working on your behalf. Those issues would be on the table in relationship to the company and the workers themselves.
So is it your understanding that workers in Mississippi would want, under a union, to be able to bargain working conditions and safety conditions, and that wages are not really the issue?
Well, wages are not the issue, except the fact you do have workers here, permanent workers who've been here for some years. The plant has been open 14 years, have been here, who make more than $26 an hour. They work alongside temporary workers who make up to $10,000 less a year and doing the same work, both doing the work. So the issue around equal work, equal pay is a real issue as well. But this is a plan that began with 100% of the workers were permanent workers. Now 40% of the workers are temporary workers here.
What do workers at the plant say to you about what their hopes are and their fears about even appearing in a march with you?
Well, these are very courageous workers. I've been on this campaign, involved with this campaign for 4 years now. And they're very afraid. I mean, I think the only way we can deal with fear is to acknowledge fear, and they've acknowledged their fear. And so I think that on the one hand, we'd be surprised by the level of support that they receive from the faith-based community and from other groups within the community, as well as the national attention that we hope this campaign will get, because this affects not only Nissan workers. This may be the epicenter for the new civil rights issue within the 21st century workers. The same kind of ugly situation will find itself resonating in other industries as well.
Finally, Danny Glover, I mean, right at the beginning of the Trump administration, are you marching into a headwind here?
I hadn't thought about that. You know, one of President Trump's campaign promises that he stood on was workers. And we're talking about fair wages for workers. We talk about the loss of jobs and the potential of losing jobs. And that's always been there. You know, I've been involved with unions for more than 20 years. And I'd like to use saying by Martin Luther King, when Martin Luther King years ago said that the greatest anti-poverty program he knew was a union.
Danny Glover, activist and actor, speaking with us from Mississippi. Thank you so much, Danny.
Okay, thank you, John. All right.
We reached out to Nissan. Brian Brockman, director of group communications from Nissan Group of North America, gave us a statement. Allegations of intimidation made by the union are totally false. Nissan respects and values the Canton workforce, and our history reflects that we recognize the employees' rights to decide for themselves whether or not to have third-party representation.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.